Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a crying, but I'm out on the road again.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth. She is the co-author of Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young, along with Jared Meyer, who's also been on my show to talk about that. Also, Women's Figures, an illustrated guide to the economic progress of women in America. Also, Regulating to Disaster, and a number of other books. She's an outstanding economist. Economics21.org is the website she likes to tell you about because it's the one that she runs. Diana, in the website CapEx, CAPEX.co, you've got an article on the Fed this week. And yeah. I want you to talk to us about that. But I want to remind folks, as I've been doing all year long, to my economist friends, that January 1 or end of December of last year, I predicted that the Fed would not raise rates all during the year, and I got laughed out of the room by most of my economics friends. They thought I was crazy, and it wasn't that I didn't think that they should raise rates. It was that I didn't think the conditions would be right that would cause them to raise rates. So far, I've been right.
So far, you've been right, yes. And markets were actually troubled at this, so now Janet Yellen has been saying that perhaps she's going to raise rates in December, so we'll have to see if your prediction lasts. I only predict the past. I don't predict the future. I don't know what's going to happen. But a lot of people were saying that these good jobs numbers meant that the Fed will raise rates in December.
Right.
But I think that the Fed should raise rates no matter what the jobs numbers are, because the zero rates are not doing the economy any good.
Why, in fact, we had higher
growth in the Carter era.
Why do you think this is a little counterintuitive for the average person who's not an economist? Why would higher rates improve the economy? Why are low rates holding back the economy?
One reason is that, of course, no one wants to save and invest when rates are so low. You're not going to put money in your savings bank. Other countries aren't going to want to invest in the United States either. And also, this can lead to inflation.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been such a high period of monetary accommodation without it being followed by some inflation.
Well, we all keep waiting on inflation, but it really is commodities have inflated somewhat.
Well, as Milton Friedman says, inflation comes with long and variable lags, so we don't know. But one of the first jobs of a central bank is to keep up the value of its currency.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see around the world, central banks have been driving rates down to zero. We have economic growth that's in general been lower than before, stagnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have slower economic growth than the Carter than during the Carter era years.
Yeah, but we also had stagflation during the Carter years.
That's right. Yeah.
Stagflation. Yeah. We had double digit inflation and prime rates. And that was a hateful. As much as I don't like being in business under an Obama administration, because I think he's been bad for the economy and for business, for Main Street businesses, I don't want the Carter days back. I can tell you that.
No. I think no one wants those Carter days back.
Yeah, they were the worst, I think. But raising rates, has the Fed gotten a pass because of all the currencies? Ours is just the best, and the default currency for a lot of people. Hasn't the Fed been given a little bit of help by the weaker other currencies?
They're all trying to follow the Fed down. Yes, exactly. But I think that that 6 years after the beginning of the recovery,
right.
It began in
09.
June 2009.
Mm-hmm.
It's far too long for the Fed to be keeping rates down.
Yeah.
And also Congress has been given a pass. Everybody is looking to the Fed to keep economic growth going, and Congress should look in the mirror and say, what can we do about regulations, tax rates? What can we do to improve the regulatory and the fiscal side of the economy?
What should rates be right now? If you'd been in charge of the Fed for the last 2 years or so, 3 years, what should rates be? What should the Fed funds rate be?
Well, Historically, average interest rates have been about 5%. Now they are close to zero. So
right.
For the past 2 years, I would have been raising rates very gradually.
Here's
what would have maybe been around 3 or 4 or 5%. But I am not a central bank.
Right. What is ironic, though, is at a time when small businesses have never seen interest rates this low, they also don't want to borrow money because they're not trying to grow their business. They aren't able to grow their business. That's a real interesting scenario there. Diana, it's great to have you here as always. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back again soon?
Definitely. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Thank you. Diana Furchtgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget economics21.org. I encourage you to check out that website. It's a lot of smart people who write there, including Diana. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.